the CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Beep, 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 beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together to dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going lots of places, doing different things. Yeah, with all
the sky darkens, inviting stars to make themselves visible and crickets to chirp to the night here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly, having a sleep out under the stars in the backyard of the clubhouse.
Shh. Quiet. Don't let Steve know where we are.
Yeah.
Shh.
Sam? Jack? Well, okay. Mom gave me 3 popsicles. Guess I'll have to eat them all.
Wait. We're over here.
Yeah.
It's hard to see out here tonight.
It's not exactly a full moon.
Here you go. Grab these popsicles before they melt.
Oh, nothing like a boysenberry popsicle.
Except we'll have to brush our teeth before we go to bed.
Oh,
Mom and Dad said that's the deal, Sam.
But they also said we could stay out here all night long if we want to.
Ooh, we can sleep right under the stars in the fresh air.
I don't know if I want to do that. Mm. It's too dark out here for me. I can't even see my hand in front of my face. Besides that, there are too many bugs.
June. The lightning bug comes in May. Bed bug comes just any old time, but they ain't not going to stay. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Sitting on a lily pad, looking up at the sky. The lily pad broke and the frog fell in. He got water all in his eyeball. There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. You mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. A peanut sitting on a railroad track, his heart was all a flutter. Along come a choo choo on the track, toot toot peanut butter. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me, girls. Maybe bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
We just heard a song from Jerry Garcia and David Grisman. And I guess the bugs aren't too bad after all. What's that? Who's there?
It's just us. Don't worry.
You had me fooled. It's so dark, I can't see a thing.
Hey, shh. I hear something. I hear something, too. I think it's a bear. Or worse, maybe it's a moose.
What?
Guys.
It's just a Susan.
Wow, we thought you were a bear. Or a moose.
Or maybe a giant brown squirrel or something.
Nope, just me. Yeah. But I do remember hearing a story about a bear and a brown squirrel.
Story time. Story time. Story time. Story time.
Bear and Brown Squirrel from Jim Bruchak's Northeastern Native American Animal Stories.
Long ago, Bear used to like to walk around and brag about himself. Bear would walk around and say these words, "I am Bear. I am the biggest. I am the strongest animal in the forest. I am Bear. I can do anything." Well, one day long ago, Bear was walking through the forest saying those same words. "I am Bear. I am the biggest. I am the strongest animal in the forest. I am Bear. I can do anything." Well, just then, a small voice spoke out from the top of a tall tree. It said,
"Can you do anything?"
Well, Bear looked up in that tree, and there in the top of that tree was little brown squirrel. Bear was insulted that such a small animal would question he, Bear. And Bear looked up in that tree and said, "Yes, I am Bear. I can do anything." Well, that little brown squirrel wasn't going to miss an opportunity. And that little brown squirrel climbed down from that tree and stood in front of Bear. That little brown squirrel looked up at Bear and said,
"So you say you can do anything?"
Well, Bear looked down, and Bear was getting even more angry. He looked down at that brown squirrel and said, "Yes, I am Bear. I can do anything." Well, that little brown squirrel looked up and smiled and said,
"If you can truly do anything, can you make it so that the sun does not come up?"
Bear thought about it for a moment. That was a pretty big demand, even for Bear. But once again, Bear didn't like being questioned by this little brown squirrel. He looked down at that brown squirrel and said, "Yes, of course, I can do that. I am Bear. I can do anything." "Then make it so," brown squirrel said. "Make it so that tomorrow the sun does not come up." Well, just then, the sun was starting to go down for the day. And so Bear walked out into a big field. Bear walked out into that field and looked at that sun that was slowly disappearing behind the horizon. Bear looked at that sun. Bear pointed at the sun and said, "Sun, tomorrow you will not come up." And he growled at the sun. Well, that sun just slowly disappeared behind the horizon, as it always does. And Bear turned back over to Brown Squirrel and said, "You see, the sun is scared of me. It is running away. Tomorrow, it will not come up." Well, little Brown Squirrel just smiled and said,
"We shall see."
Now, that night, Bear and Brown Squirrel, they sat next to each other, waiting to see if in the morning the sun would truly come up or not. And as they sat there, they both sang a separate song. Bear sang this song. "The sun will not come up. The sun will not come up." Meanwhile, Brown Squirrel sang this song.
"The sun is going to rise. Ooh, the sun is going to rise. Ooh, the sun is going to rise. Ooh."
Well, both Bear and Brown Squirrel, they sang their separate songs all night. And when it got close to that time when the sun usually comes up, they sang even louder.
The sun will not come up. The sun will not come up.
The sun is going to rise. Ooh, the sun is going to rise. Ooh.
Well, just then, guess what happened? The sun came up. And little brown squirrel began to laugh at Bear. Little brown squirrel said,
I knew you couldn't do everything and anything.
And Bear began to get very, very angry. And Bear looked down at brown squirrel and said,
Yes, it's true. The sun did come up. But you won't live to tell anybody about it, 'cause I'm going to eat you.
And Bear, he put his giant paw right on top of that little brown squirrel and was just about to scoop him up and eat him in one big gulp. But that brown squirrel did some quick thinking. That brown squirrel spoke from underneath Bear's hand and said, Oh, Bear, please, just lift your paw for one moment and let me apologize to you and admit you were right, and then you can eat me.
Bear thought about it for a moment. It would be good to have an apology from this silly brown squirrel, he thought. I will do that. I will lift my paw up, let him apologize, and then I will eat him.
And so Bear slowly lifted up his paw. But instead of apologizing, that brown squirrel ran as fast as he could towards his hole. However, although brown squirrel was very fast, bears, even though they're very big, bears are fast too. And Bear took his giant paw and reached right after that brown squirrel and was just able to scratch him right down the back. Four claw marks right down the back of brown squirrel. But brown squirrel got away with those claw marks, went into his hole, and Bear couldn't dig him out. Now, it was almost winter time, and brown squirrel, he had all of his nuts and other food stored for the winter. So he just went down in his hole, curled up, and went to sleep. And Bear, not feeling half as good about himself as he did a moment before, kind of ambled off into the forest, looking for a place where he could sleep as well. It was a long, long winter, and both those animals slept for a long time. And when the springtime came, that little brown squirrel came up out of his hole, and he turned around and looked at his back, where those claw marks were. And where those claw marks were on his back, the hair had grown back in black and white stripes, making that brown squirrel the animal that we know today as Chipmunk. Now, that chipmunk, when he got up from that long sleep, the sun was just starting to rise for the day. And Chipmunk got up into the top of the tallest tree, and he still does this every morning as the sun rises. Chipmunk got up in the top of that tree and began to sing in Chipmunk language to that sun that was rising. And you know what that chipmunk still says to this day?
The sun still comes up. Who? The sun still comes up. Who?
And guess who the last animal is up in the morning? Bear. Because Bear is sick of being reminded that even he cannot do everything.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. At the top of the news tonight, the bear that brags is back in town. That's right, folks. Seems boasting the bragging bear is keeping everyone awake, bragging about this and bragging about that. Coward O'Sell is live with a story with Amos, the animal interpreter. Coward?
Coward O'Sell here, and we've got a bragging bear and his interpreter Amos. Amos, what's he saying?
He says he's hibernated longer than any animal in the woods as you can.
What's he saying now, Amos?
He claims he's caught more fish in Windy River than any other bear.
I see.
Hey, keep it down out there. Some of us is trying to get some sleep here.
Amos, what's he saying now?
Oh, he says he's kept more people awake than any other bear.
Well, that's believable.
Now he says he's eaten more microphones than any other bear.
Well, that's my cue. I'm out of here. Back to you, Bob.
Uh-oh, dangerous story there. Thank you, coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Hello, folks. Today was a hot and humid one here in Zucchini Land. It'll stay warm throughout the evening tonight, and our purple forecast balloon says that tomorrow will be hot but less humid. Yippee! Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
brag.
Spelling, please.
B-R. A-G.
Definition, please.
Verb. To talk boastfully. To boast about. Synonyms are words that mean the same thing are... crow. Swagger.
Whoa.
To blow one's own horn. To boast.
I've done everything.
Sentence, please.
Well, I don't mean to brag, but I had the best dream last night. Can't wait to fall asleep under the stars and dream again.
Last night I climbed in bed, I fell fast asleep, and before too long I was tumbling down, having a dream. I dreamed about my mom and dad, and they were 10 feet tall. They couldn't fit inside our house, 'cause their heads stuck through the walls. I couldn't understand them, I couldn't hear a word of theirs, 'cause everything that they would say could only be heard upstairs. Well, dreams we see when we go to sleep, and dreams are very weird.
Weird.
I don't know how they get inside my head. In a foreign land, a place I'd never see. The people were all very strange. They had green hair, and when they took me to their leader, she wasn't very fair. She told me that if I wanted to leave, I'd have to do what she said. She made me recite the alphabet while standing on my head. Well, dreams we see when we go to sleep, and dreams are very weird.
Weird.
I don't know how they get inside my head. Oh, one more time.
Come on now.
I don't know how they get inside my...
song from the Zucchini Brothers. Interesting dream, Sam.
Well, guys, I hope you have fun sleeping under the stars tonight.
Thanks.
And I wouldn't worry too much about the bears or brown squirrels.
No. We won't. Plus, our mom and dad are keeping an eye on us.
And Polly's our watchdog.
Oh, I see my mom waiting for me on our front porch. I better go. I'll be right there, Mom! Good night, guys.
Good night, Susan.
Dream, sweet dreams for me. Good night, sleep time.
From the Beatles. I'm just checking on the boys to make sure they're okay. Oh, looks like they've fallen asleep. Good night, boys. Oh, there's Mr. Friedson from the flower shop. Hello, Mr. Friedson.
Why, hello there, Mrs. Zucchini.
I was just checking on the boys. How's the floral business?
Well, I was thinking that I should play a song for all my little flowers. Something to help them grow.
Oh, that sounds like a nice idea.
I like to think of my flowers as my little children.
Oh, well, in that case, how about a song from David Bowie?
The time to learn the ways of you, sir, Mr. Grown-up. There's a special place in the rhubarb fields underneath the leaves. It's a secret place and adults aren't allowed there, Mr. Grown-up. Go away, sir. Charlie Brown's got half a crown, he's gonna buy a kite. Jimmy's ill with chicken pox, and Tommy's learned to ride his bike. Tiny Tim sings prayers and hymns, he's so small we don't notice him. He gets in the way, but we always let him play with us. Mother calls, but we don't hear. There's lots more things to do. It's only 5 o'clock and we're not tired yet, but we will be very shortly. Sissy Stephen plays with girls, someone made him cry. Tony climbed a tree and fell, trying hard to touch the sky. Tommy lit a fire one day, nearly burnt the field away. Tommy's mum found out, but he put the blame on me and Ray. There is a happy land where only children live. You've had your chance, and now the doors are closed, sir. Mr. Grown-up, go away, sir.
Thank you. it's our show, we'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like KART Tweens Internet Radio. Hello.
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,267.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Okay, I've got to sing it now. Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge. Oh, that was fun. I kind of like this.
Look at the beak of a baby loon or a young crossbill, you'd have to wonder just what kind of bird you were seeing, because their beaks look nothing like the beaks of their parents. Red crossbills are a striking example of how some young birds must grow into their adult bill shape. A young crossbill starts life with a wedge-shaped beak. As it grows up and starts to feed itself by removing conifer seeds from their tough packaging, the tips of its bill begin to grow rapidly, and then they cross. By the time the bird is a month and a half old, it's been twisting its bill again and again, always in the same direction, as it extracts hard-to-get seeds. The tips of its bill become fully crossed. Kind of like when your parents warned you that if you keep making that face, it's going to stick that way.